Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So I learned a term last night, and don't laugh when you hear it, but revenge bedtime procrastination. You're taking revenge on your day by procrastinating when it comes to going to bed. And as a matter of fact, I think I heard TJ do this explicitly during a commercial a little while ago. Said, you know, over the weekend, I can stay up late and I can watch TV. That's what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
When you feel like your day is so busy, so hectic, so stressful that you procrastinate going to bed as a way of getting revenge on your own life.
Okay, so it's not just because you don't get to do it. It's got to be something dramatic, like you're taking revenge on the fact that I'm taking revenge on the fact that every weeknight I have to go to bed super early.
Yeah.
So I'm taking revenge on it by staying up late on the weekends.
Yeah, because guess what? It's not fair.
Right. Okay.
The life I have chosen for myself is not fair. So I'm taking revenge on myself. Yeah. A little dramatic, isn't it?
So even when there's nobody around that you can make yourself a victim of, you make a victim out of yourself at the hands of yourself.
Exactly.
Okay.
You're being punished by yourself.
All right. Well, and then further proving my point that the most valuable thing to people now is being a victim.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Even if it's against, if you victimize yourself.
And just another gem from the scientists out there. They finally revealed why you should never flirt with others to make your partner jealous. They did a couple of experiments with couples, and they found out that when their partner, whether it's a long-term boyfriend, girlfriend, or husband or wife, that when they receive unsolicited attention from the opposite sex, it actually makes them less attractive in your mind. So whether they're pursuing the attention outside of the marriage or they're just getting it unsolicited, mm-hmm. it makes them less attractive to their partner. By like, it's like 80% found them less sexually attractive. Is that
believable? No, that's not true. No, that's stupid.
I could see it. It would make them less attractive if they were the one pursuing the relationship outside of the marriage. But
especially if they're pursuing somebody ugly.
Yeah. But if it's unsolicited, I just don't see how that holds any water. Because it's not their fault.
Yeah.
And if you can't recognize that, I think that's alarming.
Yeah, like if my wife were running around with some really ugly guy, then yeah, in my eyes, she would be less attractive.
You think?
Yeah. Because I would say, well, obviously she doesn't look as good as I always thought she did, if that's the kind of guy that she can get.
Do you compare yourself? Do you know what her ex-boyfriends look like before she met you?
I just know that they were like preppy kind of guys.
They were preppy kind of guys.
Yeah. The opposite of what I was when we got married.
Does that give you, do you think about that at all ever? Like when you see a preppy guy, you're like, I wonder if she thinks he's attractive.
Oh, I'll say, I bet you think that guy, like she loves the way golfers dress and things like that.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then do you have to remind her that that's not who she's with? Or I mean,
no, I mean, she's got eyes. I mean, she, you know, but who is going to be, you know, attracted to Norm from Cheers, you know, big fat guy that just sits at the bar all the time? That's me.
Who was Norm's wife on Cheers? I don't know.
Vera was her name.
Radio show, podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I'm sorry, Riggins. If you would turn your earbuds up a little bit more on the volume, you could hear what you sound like smacking a donut hole into the microphone.
A donut hole?
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Not forbid.
But, I mean, I didn't sign up for an ASMR this morning.
Oh, gosh. It was like that?
It was succulent.
Yeah,
it was, you know, and then you just carried on and on with it, and all the moaning and the these are dangerous.
I did say that. No, I Yeah, no, I said these are dangerous. Very feminine thing to say. Yeah. But it's true. Those are. Those are dangerous, girl. Those munchkins.
So, one of the main things I like about fall is that when Halloween's over, we're not finished with the pumpkins. Pumpkins are for Halloween and Thanksgiving.
Yeah, multi-holiday.
Yeah, because I love pumpkins. And I was on pumpkin-flavored things way before everybody else got on pumpkin spice. You know, they're saying that I think a Lending Tree did a study, and that pumpkin spice prices are, like, things that are pumpkin spice are elevated way more than they should be, as far as in line with other things. Like when you get a pumpkin spice latte, mm-hmm. that it's more than just a regular latte because of the pumpkin spice, and it's supply and demand.
Yeah,
and
I believe
they're
that.
Calling it the pumpkin tax.
Yeah,
on things. But this horny culture teacher from Minnesota just won this year's biggest pumpkin contest in U.S. America. The pumpkin weighed 2,471 pounds.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Does it look like a regular pumpkin, though?
It looks like a it looks like a bedridden pumpkin is what it looks like.
Exactly.
Because it's flat on one side, and it's just kind of...
Whenever these people win the world's largest zucchini or squash, mm-hmm. They look so deformed. It's like, there should be rules in place. Like, it's still got to look like kind of like a pumpkin.
Yeah. But yeah, because it's so big that when it's growing that, to that size, it does. It's like when you lay a baby on his back constantly,
yeah.
when he's new and his head's soft, it makes a flat spot on their head or rubs the hair off of their head when they're on their back too much.
Gross.
I know. So the same thing with a pumpkin.
So what does she win for having the world's or the America's biggest pumpkin?
Why would you assume that it's a woman, Riggins? Because I said she's a horny culture teacher. I said a horny culture teacher, and you thought women?
No, you said she.
No, I didn't.
Didn't you?
No, because it's a man.
Oh, it's a man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good for him.
A man can't be a horny culture teacher. I would think a horny culture teacher would be more men than women.
Well, honestly, my first thought was like, what does this have to do with snakes? I don't get it. I didn't know what a horny culture was.
And, yeah, I would think, though, that that's an unfair advantage. I mean, if you're, you teach people how to grow things, but yeah, you're. Maybe they allow pros in the contest.
Yeah.
It's not just an amateur thing.
They're like, oh, here he comes.
I wonder if they have groupies, like giant pumpkin growers.
I'm sure they're calling him, knocking on his door. We got to get a piece of this man.
Yeah, because I think he won a big cash prize for it.
Good for him.
Yeah. I like your pumpkin.
Radio show. Podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
TJ, I heard a great reference that I want to share with you in just a second, because I think you can use it and anybody can use it if it's done well. But to tell you the reference, okay. I have to tell you how I found it. So I follow this guy. He lives on a lot of property, and he's got livestock. Uh-huh. He's in Oklahoma. A good old boy.
Yeah.
And he's got all this livestock and pig, you know, all that stuff. But he's also got two Great Pyrenees, livestock guardian dogs. Mm-hmm. And you might have seen those. They kind of look like big golden retrievers. And these dogs are incredible. They work for like 18 hours straight. And then the other one comes in and starts working while the other one goes to sleep for, you know, however many hours mm-hmm. left in the day.
Are they white?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen them.
And they always come back dirty, and you know, he lets them sleep in the house, but they are filthy. And people are like, oh, you know what? Those dogs shouldn't have to work that hard. And this is animal abuse. And he always has to come back and follow it up with a video going, no, these dogs were bred to do a job, and they're doing their job, and they're clearly loving. And then they're loved after their shift is over. They come and sleep on the leather couch, and they're living like a great life.
Yeah, they would be unhappy if they weren't doing that.
Exactly.
Because that's what they're meant to do.
Exactly. It's like a working dog. So, but he has to defend himself all the time. And it drives me crazy. But the other day, one of these dogs was muddy up to its waist. I mean, its entire legs were brown and stuff like that. And it had really put in a hard night's work. And here's the reference that I loved because he was defending himself. He said, yeah, I let him inside, even though he smells like he's been hanging out with Robert Downey Jr. and Bigfoot. I mean, I'm talking that thing. He stinks. Hanging out with Robert Downey Jr. and Bigfoot. So you can use that in your life if you want. And TJ, I just got some quick fire questions. Would you mind answering some questions just in case people have
not at all
curiosity about you? Are blueberries overrated?
No.
Are they in the top three fruits?
No.
What is in the top three fruits? Can you give me your top three really quick?
Yeah. Peach, pear, and banana.
Excellent answer. Should they make a Joker 3?
No.
Is the government withholding information from us about alien life and UFOs?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay. Was James Brown correct when he said it's a man's world?
Absolutely not.
I knew you were going to say that.
It's a woman's world. U.S. America is a woman's world. Yeah. They control everything.
But do they? I mean, why are all the CEOs men?
They're not.
What if most of them are men?
Go into a department store. Look for the men's section. It's off in the corner.
Yeah.
The whole store is the women's section.
Okay.
Women are the demographic sought after by politicians and retailers and all they got to do is say that they're not getting what they want and somebody jumps to give it to them.
All right, fair enough. And then equally as important, is the oatmeal cream pie a top three Little Debbie snack?
Yes.
That is correct. Nice job, TJ. Okay. Very nice. Excellent work.
I didn't even have to study.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. This is the TJ and Reagan's podcast and radio show.
Yes, yes. Riggins, do you like cacti?
I know they're very popular with millennials.
Yeah.
Like myself.
That's why I'm asking.
No, I don't. Dangerous.
Okay.
You can get poked on it. I don't think they're particularly pretty for a house plant.
You can do that on any plant.
That's true. Yeah, no, I don't think they're very particularly attractive.
Okay. Well, there's a town in Germany that has just banned them from all municipal buildings because of the dangerous safety concerns.
Like if you fall into a cactus or
yeah,
something?
If.
Does that happen a lot?
That's what people wanted to know. But Germany has gotten really soft, you know, just like a lot of the other countries, and including U.S. America, you know, with some of the way that people look at life and bubble wrap and the whole thing. But this town, they're not in U.S. America, so they don't have to answer to anybody. So when the people were asking why, all they said was, we've said all we're going to say on this subject.
Oh, shut it down.
Right. No cacti in any of the municipal buildings because of dangerous safety concerns.
People are just constantly falling into the cactuses out there. Like maybe that's not the problem. What is going on?
They didn't even have to cite an incident where someone lost an eye or, you know, had to get some sort of medical attention from falling into a cactus.
No more questions about it.
Yeah.
It's been settled.
We've said what we're going to say. We don't have to answer to you.
We said, Avita Zane to the cactuses. Yeah, I mean, that's crazy.
But I don't particularly like a cactus either.
No.
The way it looks. Unless, you know, if it goes with the decor, like if we're in a Taste of Old Mexico, right. Mexican restaurant, then yeah, it goes with the decor. I'd like to see a cactus here or there.
Sure.
But I don't mind if they're fake.
Yeah, I don't care. I'd prefer them to be fake.
And not have real little spikes on them.
I don't want to be threatened when I sit down for a pollo bendito. Delicious Mexican meal.
Yeah. But I would much rather have dangerous cacti all over the Mexican restaurant than nothing but soccer on the TVs.
I know you complain about that. I don't totally understand that.
Do you like soccer? No, watching soccer? Wouldn't you rather watch football? Regular American football?
Yeah, if given the option, I'd rather watch football.
Okay. And I get that the Mexican people prefer soccer, but the people in the restaurant are mostly not Mexican people. They're U.S. American people who on a Saturday in the fall would rather enjoy an American college football game while eating their Speedy Gonzales combo.
What I don't understand, the TVs that in our Mexican restaurants were so tiny. They were the tiniest little televisions I've ever seen. Where'd you get that TV? I can't watch anything on it. But, yeah, you want to watch a football game while you're eating Mexican?
I want to watch a football game while I'm doing anything during the fall. Yeah, if it's college football, I'd rather be watching that. You know?
Well, you know, if you've ever asked them, hey, do you mind changing it? Do you think they would?
No.
You don't think so?
No, because I think that's the only channel they get. They probably pipe it in from Mexico.
Just one soccer channel.
Yeah, it's their authentic TV. They say, you want everything else authentic, so now it's authentic Mexican TVs.
Yeah.
That's our cable system.
You gringos will complain about anything.
Yeah. You're smelling like fajitas. Okay, we get it. Shut up.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins show.
Yeah. So Tech D Rob has a big, big fun activity planned for this weekend, and it's not nerdy at all. Sarcasm, sarcasm, sarcasm. We'll tell you what that is coming up in a few minutes.
Make sure you go check out our friends from No More Last Days. They're a sponsor of Now Trending, doing great work for dogs at risk of euthanasia in kill shelters. So learn more at tjriggins.com/lastdays or go check them out at the Carolina Renaissance Festival every weekend through the end of November. Today's an important day. Today's National Mammography Day.
National
Mammography Day. So it is at in the middle of October, which is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So, again, go get your mammography. Mammogram.
Mammogram,
don't get your mammography. Get your mammogram. Super important.
Mammogram, if you're going to pronounce it mammography.
Yeah.
Why would it not be mammogram?
Yeah, they got me on that one. I saw a woman say you can't wear lotions, makeups, anything on your skin for a mammogram. I didn't know that. So she said, as soon as I got out of there, I put on deodorant. I put on my favorite perfume just to sort of regain a little bit of, you know. She said, how did she describe it? She's like, just to feel your best after a situation like that, which has to be uncomfortable.
Yeah. So, yeah, I feel sorry for women having to do that.
100%. So get your mammograms for National Mammography Day. There are some updates on the Liam Payne death. I mean, he died yesterday in Argentina. At the age of 31, and the celebrity.
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Wednesday in Argentina.
Wednesday in Argentina.
Buenos Aires.
Right.
Buenos Aires.
Yeah. So the celebrity tributes are pouring in from all over the place. A lot of people that collaborated with him or One Direction. And stuff like that. So it is super sad.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's terrible.
Young guy.
Yeah.
And then Doritos has opened its first restaurant inside Crypto.com Arena. Doritos, like the tortilla chip. They said it's a bold culinary experience, and they're going to bring Doritos into all of its menu items.
Where is that Crypto Arena?
Los Angeles.
That's in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Okay.
Flamin' Hot Limon Margaritas, Spicy Sweet Chili Ramen Burritos, and Texas-style loaded nachos topped with barbecue brisket, all infused with that signature Doritos flavor.
No thanks.
It's not for you?
I like Doritos okay, but I don't flip out over them. I think they're overrated.
I know that there's never going to be a time when I'm going to see the Lakers and I think, gosh, if I just had some ramen wrapped up in a burrito in a tortilla.
Mexican ramen, yes.
Maybe it'll blow my head off. That's just not what I want at a basketball game. You know what I'm saying? I'm watching LeBron. Let me get some ramen here.
Really, I'm not really going for a burrito anyway at a ball game.
Not a chance. I'm sticking with the basics. Hot dogs, nachos.
Maybe burgers,
burgers, maybe some
corn
chicken
dogs.
Tenders.
Give me
Absolutely.
A
little personal pizza.
I'm not even on that.
Oh, man.
I love a little personal pizza.
I do too, but not at a ball game. I'm just like, give me the basics. Snow cone.
Hit me with the line drive, you know. So there is something coming up, an interesting argument happening on the internet that I think TJ will find particularly interesting. Coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So TJ is, I think, super mature in this way. Like a very, what's the word? You're just very mature about this situation. And that's your ability to age with grace.
Yeah.
And I think that's a super valuable thing to have as a, as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. You don't dread when it comes to your birthday. Oh, don't even say the number. No, it doesn't make a big deal out of getting older. He's still cool.
Yeah, I mean, of course.
He's going to be cool at 85, 90 years old. That's nothing to him.
Any fool could see that.
Yeah. And he totally embraces it when his wife picks on him for being a grumpopotamus or whatever she's calling him at the time. And I think that's a valuable. Don't you think that's valuable to be able to be grateful that you're getting to spend another day on Earth?
Yeah, I'm not the type that could try to hide it and try to act like, you know, I'm dressing too young, or I'm the other way. I want to make sure that I'm not doing anything too young.
Yeah, I think it's good.
Right. I'm not wearing calf socks.
Yeah, right. But somebody pointed out on the internet, on a TikTok, they said, your age in life is all determined about how high your TV is in your house.
Hmm.
You got to really think about it for a second, but the point they make, said the reason they just bought a house. He and his fiance hung it up above the fireplace for the first time, and he feels old. It starts low in college.
Yeah.
Could be sitting on a cooler or maybe a low coffee table. And then it goes higher when you've reached adulthood, maybe above the fireplace. But then when you become a senior citizen, comes back down. It's got to get back down to eye level. That's a brilliant observation. Never really thought about it like that.
Yeah.
You did not have a glamorous college apartment, as I recall.
No, I didn't.
What was in there? I mean, did it look like the typical college guy's apartment?
Well, it was an old complex, but there were only like five units in it, no upstairs or anything. We were all just ranch. Like on one level.
Yeah.
And it came furnished. So we'll let you know how the furniture looked. It was not up to date in any way. But I took my bed from home. So that was nice. But other than that, I did have a TV in the living room and one in the bedroom, though. I've always had a TV in the bedroom.
You had two TVs in your, in your apartment?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was sitting on a regular entertainment center or something like that?
Probably on my dresser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever bring girls back to that apartment?
No, Riggins.
No. Because I've lived in an apartment that I was kind of embarrassed by, but.
Yeah, I wasn't embarrassed by it, but I mean, it wasn't something that I'd look at as like, oh, this is really cool, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's better than the dorm.
It's better than the dorm. I mean, it's at least a place of your own and you don't have to be worried about it. Okay. Well, think about that. Look at where your TV is placed in your house, and that's going to be an indicator to everybody else how old you are. It starts low, gets higher, and then goes back down. And if you look around to the people you know and love, you're going to find out that that's totally accurate.
Yeah. Ours is above the fireplace in the living room, and then it's on the wall everywhere else.
So now from there, it's only down.
Yeah.
It's coming down.
Yeah. Jody, just like everything in life. It's coming down.
What goes up must come down.
Radio show, podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins show.
So our tech D Rob has a big activity planned. It's tomorrow, right? You're going to go do this
tonight.
Tonight.
Yes, tonight.
Okay. Riggins, he's going to another one of those mystery dinner theater things.
A mystery dinner theater?
Murder mystery.
Murder mystery.
Okay. I want to hear more about this.
Okay, well, the fun part is I didn't realize, Rob, that you had to play a part in when you go to these things. I thought you were just having to... I know, right?
Are you kidding?
I thought you just went and somebody, you know, did the performance and you figured out who the who the murderer was, like the game Clue.
No, because someone who's there as their character can be the killer in the scenario, so you have to figure out who it is.
Okay.
Now tell Riggins what your character is.
My character is a jock. And I bought I have a Panthers jersey, so I'm just gonna wear that.
Okay.
Yeah. And I bought eye black to put it on under my eyes.
Holy cow.
Because you know they don't make a helmet to fit him, so he couldn't get that. Way.
Basketball jersey be more appropriate. I didn't know you were going to be an actor. Oh, God.
I didn't know they did that either. But you think about his favorite games that he goes and plays. They're role-playing games.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, I mean, he's dying to you know, put on a costume and do a performance.
Yeah, but those role-playing games are far – he's far more likely to be Darth Vader than he is to be a jock.
Yeah. And how did you get the part of the jock? Where do the stories come from and all that
stuff? It's a kit made by some company to do this for a party. And there were different, like, lanyards that had different names, so they just kind of passed them out to random people.
Okay, so it's not at a restaurant or anything?
No, this is at someone's house.
Okay, fun.
For Halloween.
Wow.
You're celebrating Halloween this weekend?
Yeah. Yeah, because everybody else is out of town the next 2 weeks.
Wow. Being cool. What? How many people?
I don't know the exact total, but it's at least 8.
And dinner will be served?
I think.
Yeah.
Now, and do you have lines that you – did you have lines you got to memorize and stuff?
On the back of the lanyard, though, it does tell me something that I have to do within the party, like an action I must take.
Yeah.
Because it's something that affects how you find out who the killer is.
Okay. So the rest of it's just improv.
Mm-hmm.
Jock stuff. What's up, freshman? Fresh meat. Yeah.
Sodded. Come on.
But, I mean, even though you're just playing a part, will you promise me you won't use the terms natty or tutty?
I will not do that.
Okay.
I promise you. Unless I'm asking for a daggum natty lot.
Yeah, there you go. Use a natty there, not when you're talking about a national championship. It's a natty. God, so stupid.
Robin costume. Oh, take pictures. I want to see it. Yeah, I need to know more.
So are you going to even wear your Panthers hat backwards or something like that? So you know, you don't have to be a jock that's actually playing a game.
Right. It's supposed to be a jock, like, that's coming to a party.
All right. So then there you go.
What's up? The party has arrived. What up?
Are we ripping?
Come on. Can I hit your jewel?
Yeah, so I wish I could go. Not really. I think that would be a lot of fun. No, I don't. So let us know how that goes.
I will.
We'll be anxious to hear.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
This may be a better conversation to have whenever Lindsay is here. But we'll just see how it goes. And I don't mean to offend either one of you millennial men's with this question. I'm just curious as to your mindset.
Okay.
How old does a guy have to be for him to be considered creepy when he's talking about how hot a younger woman is? Because y'all go on and on about this Sydney Sweeney, and she's 27. Riggins, you're 37. Rob's 38. Do y'all think that that's like the 10 and 11 years? Is that enough time in between to where you'd be creepy talking about her being hot and everything?
It would be creepy if I was talking about it in the company of women.
Yeah.
Now, we're a couple of guys here in the studio. I would probably be more free speaking to two guys about it, but saying it in public, yeah, it's creepy. I'd say 30 years old is probably when you should stop making public comments about how, you know, hot and sexy a younger woman looks.
Okay, so what about that Sabrina Carpenter? You think she's pretty, Riggins, right?
She's pretty.
Now, she's a lot younger than 27, right?
She's probably 24 or 23.
Okay.
25.
Oh, 25.
Okay, so not much younger than Sydney Sweeney, so have at it. So a lot of people would say 40 is the age, that when a guy turns 40, he shouldn't be making comments about younger women anymore.
Maybe.
Does the threshold then become 30 and above for women to be making comments, or just not in general at all?
What do you mean?
Like, if you see a woman who's in her 30s, could you then be like, man, she's super hot?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. It's the time, you know, in between the ages. But I'm just saying, if she's in her 20s and you're 40,
right,
then, like, and I kind of, I don't know whether I'm full in on this opinion or not, but if the girl could be your daughter, the age differences could be where you could actually be her father.
Right.
Then that's a sure cutoff.
No, no, no.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's probably fair. That's a probably good benchmark.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause you know, I don't talk about, women being hot, like chicks, as they say, that are young, as the kids say, the younger chicks. I don't do it because I have a daughter that's 24. So
yeah.
I don't, you know, I'd feel weird if I said somebody that's her age is hot. I mean, look how hot she is and
right.
all that stuff.
Don't they say the rule is like half your age plus 7 or something like that?
Oh, I didn't know there was a formula.
I've heard that before.
Plus 7.
Have you ever, nobody's ever heard that?
Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about degrading things. And so feminists, you know, put your keyboards down. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just talking about, oh, man, she's hot.
Yeah.
Not going on and on in detail and all that kind of stuff like animals. But people would be taken aback if I'm sitting here at 55 and I said, man, that Sabrina Carpenter is hot. You know, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
I would assume.
You also got to pick your company, you know the company.
Yeah.
You know, that's definitely inappropriate to say in front of a woman.
Mm-hmm. But did y'all ever think that you would know the moment that you reached dirty old man status?
Yeah, it creeps up on me.
Because y'all just both admitted to being dirty old men. I don't know if you realized that.
I didn't.
I got a year left. Oh, no.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.